why has coding theory gone through all these deaths? And here's my controversial explanation. I think a large part of it is just mental laziness, mental sloth. Communication engineers, of which I am one, are always resisting anything new, especially if it requires them to learn some new mathematics. And I say it's especially true at Bell Labs. You can't believe what those Bell Lab engineers used to say, like at that 1972 Communication Society's workshop. Shannon might as well have done his work on the moon. He had no effect within Bell Labs on what they practically did. The applications of information theory came outside of Bell Labs. Shannon was sitting over there at Murray Hill. Maybe that's why he left. I don't know. But anyway, they never paid him. It was nice to have him on the... he was a famous man after that paper. Nice to have him there and so on. They always paid heed to him in a certain sense of always citing this work and so on. But then let's get back to the real business of modulation and demodulation and so on. And this is the old phenomenon: if you don't like the message, kill the messenger. It's easier to say, that's information theory is no good, especially if people have been having pessimistic results with it, than it is to sit down and learn with it and see, well, what is it that we're missing in order to apply Shannon's theory to get the results that he says should happen. Now, at the moment, coding theory is alive and well because everybody's working on turbo codes and things related to turbo codes and so on. But my prediction is it's going to die again soon. I think in about 5 years we will have understood turbo codes. They will have been applied to a lot of different communication systems, and people will be telling their graduate students that all the interesting problems in coding theory have already been solved, and they should look elsewhere for interesting problems, unless they want to have the drudgery of just doing the detailed minor improvements on coding scheme. And so I ask the question now, will coding theory again rise from its own ashes? And I'll leave you answer that question.